All right, on this Tuesday morning, I think yesterday people didn't know whether to blame it on Monday or 2020, but they were having problems with their Microsoft email and accounts. Joining us right now from ABC News to talk a little bit more about this problem, what's being done to fix it, or what may have caused it, is correspondent Ryan Burrow. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning. Yeah, you're talking to one of those people who struggled yesterday afternoon.
Yeah?
All of a sudden, the emails weren't coming through. Both several accounts, actually, that I have all of a sudden shut down, and that can be a bit frustrating when you're trying to communicate things to people. Microsoft Office 365, Outlook, Exchange, SharePoint, OneDrive, all seemingly going down nationwide for several hours. From about 5 p.m. Eastern time till about 10 p.m. is when they feel like they had everyone reconnected and back up. No evidence at this point that this was the result of some kind of cyber attack. I'm sure that's where a lot of our minds went. Was there a hack? Was there some kind of attack from maybe a foreign agency or some international attack that was had? It doesn't sound like that's the case. Instead, what Microsoft 365 status said in a message is that they had identified a recent change that appears to be the cause of the issue. A specific portion of their infrastructure was involved, perhaps a coding issue. So maybe someone was tooling around making an update and there was a mistake in there, but it did have an impact on a lot of people across the country yesterday.
Boy, what an inconvenience. You're right. That is the first thing you think is about a hack. And it reminds us that, we are susceptible to that. That could take out, a huge line of communication in this country.
Absolutely. And that's why a lot of these technology groups have teams that their specific job is to combat something like that from happening. Now, doesn't seem at this point as though that was the case. I do want to point out that this morning, there was an issue with accessing SharePoint and OneDrive. These are, once again, Microsoft products for business. But it appears to have been resolved within about an hour. So we don't know if this is related to the same issue, if this was something separate. Maybe people are just kind of hyper-aware now after what happened yesterday.
Well, this kind of technology has become so important to us in this age of remote working.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're all relying on things like Zoom and Teams to communicate with each other. So when something like that goes down, it really shuts down business completely and leaves people scrambling. If you're one of those people who called your IT person maybe because you noticed this was happening and probably didn't get satisfaction when the response was, this happened nationwide, there's nothing we can do about it. But it's frustrating from that perspective, and as we all lean heavily on our cell phones and computers to get business done and to keep productivity at its highest level, something like this really kind of trips us up, especially in this COVID world.
Yeah, absolutely, and not a good look for Microsoft. I'm sure that they didn't appreciate having to go through that. But again, Ryan, things seem to be back to normal today, huh?
Yep, as far as we can tell, there was that little outage with OneDrive and SharePoint this morning, but everything seems to be up and running.
All right, good news, Ryan. Appreciate the update. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.